under the starry sky of the desert. From the very heart of evergreen forests. With the radiance of silver-colored sand. In the midst of proud mountains. Closer, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. I feel a little bit sick. I think I have a cold. I have a sore throat and feeling exhausted. But I have the remedy here in my bag. No, it's not a pill. It's dried Akium herbal tea. Just need some hot water. Have to take it from the train's restaurant. Iranian traditional medicine dates back to over 3,000 years ago. This medicine is based on the teachings of great Iranian physicians and scientists like Ibn Sina, Zakaria Razi, and many others whose books are being taught in European universities. Before I forget, my today's destination is Fathabad Garden in Kerman. This garden is not just a historical monument, it's also the biggest complex for growing medicinal herbs in Iran. That's wonderful! Fathabad Garden is a beautiful garden located 25 kilometers from the city of Kerman, southeastern Iran. This garden, which covers an area of over 13 hectares of land, dates back to the Qajarid era. The construction of the garden took about 5 years for Biglar Beygi, who was the governor of Kerman, and decided to build it for recreational purposes. According to historians, this pattern has been used for constructing Shazde Garden in Mahan. This garden consists of different parts, including the mansion, the ruler's museum, painting room, four-season mansion, southern structures of the main mansion, and the fields which grow medicinal herbs. Fatehabad Mansion is the most beautiful structure in the garden. And the painting room, where the most valuable and impressive collection of the entire mansion is displayed, is the most beautiful room of this mansion. After drinking the Akim herbal tea. Guess what? Now I am in the area of the garden. And I wish you were here to see what a beautiful mansion is just across from me. Let's take a tour around the garden. As soon as you step inside the garden, a pool takes your attention. The reflection of the mansion with its lights in the pool is worth watching. Oh, it's mesmerizing. And there are beautiful plants and flowers around. And there is a very special resident in Fatehabad Garden that lives there for quite a long time. A very old berry tree, which is inside the mansion. When the construction of the building started, there was this old tree in the middle of the area. But the architect decided not to cut this berry tree off, and instead, he managed to build the place without any harm to the tree. Interesting. And this is the mansion. Magnificent. It's professionally designed and made. This mansion is made of adobe and mud and is covered by plaster. These arcades are really beautiful. On top of the entrance of the mansion, there are holes which used to supply the light by the magnifiers which were hidden inside. Amazing! Let's enter. I am now in the Ruler's Museum. This part of the mansion is like a time machine. Oh, look. There are the biography and pictures of the former rulers of Kerman in the old days. And let me take a look at the painting room. Oh God, fascinating. There are valuable and breathtaking paintings all over the room. Wow, it's unique. Other important items in this building are its stuccos. They're very beautiful. They are on one of the entrances of the building. Look, there is a field for growing medicinal herbs here in the area of the garden. Such a great field at the heart of a historical garden. Any herb you could think of. Here's like the combination of history and remedy. Actually, history is a remedy itself. Until next time, goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.